Come on, everyone in the house and everyone viewing today. Stir yourself up. Stir up yourself in the most holy faith. Sometimes you just have to get out of the rut you've been in and find a new path. You just have to put yourself in a place you've never seen yourself before. Do something you've never seen yourself do. Ephesians 3:20, it says, to him, to God, to him who is able, wanting, willing, present, powerful, to do. More abundantly than all that we could imagine, that we could think, or that we could ask, according to the power at work within us. You know, you just don't know what you can do. You just don't know the fullness of who He's called you to. You just don't know. Abraham didn't know that he could bear a son at 100 years old. He just didn't know. Sarah just didn't know that her name wasn't just Sarah, but it was Sarah. Abraham didn't know his name wasn't Abram, but it was Abraham. Abraham didn't know that he was the father of many nations. Abraham didn't know that when he had Isaac, he was a prophetic word in the representation of the one seed. For when God said many, he spoke not many, but one, which is Christ, and through Christ came the many. Abraham just didn't know. He just didn't know what he could do or where he could go. He just didn't know. Didn't know how to think. Didn't know how to think. Didn't know what to say. Didn't know what to do. So he said, God, what will you do? God, what will you do? What will you do? He said, I have no seed. What will you do? What will God do? We read this in Ephesians 3:20. This God, our God, my God. I love the word today, the music, the song, the worship. My God, His way is perfect. This God, my God, our God, His way. Everything He does is perfect. Abraham believed God. He believed God's way. So you and I should say today, God, what will you do? So Ephesians 3:20 becomes our reality today. What are we going to do? Same old thing over and over and over and over? Or are you believing for something? God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. Say amen. Say it. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. I say amen. God, what will you do? God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. Just say amen. Come on. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. Just say amen. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing in me. Everybody look and see. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing in me. Say that. Come on. It's like this. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing in me. Come on, say it. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing in me. Do this. In me. Come on. In me. Do this. Come on. God is doing a brand new thing. God will bring revelation like He said He would. He said the Holy Spirit seeks the deep things of God. Holy Spirit seeks the deep things of God. Holy Spirit seeks the deep things of God. Why? You can take your seats. To reveal them. To reveal them. To reveal them to you. He seeks the deep things. But here's the key as to whether or not what is revealed empowers you. Jesus, the Son of the living God, in whom the Scriptures tell us all the fullness of God dwelt in Him in bodily form. Now, how often, how many times have you thought, man, it would have been great to be there in that day? If we could just like pop in and see it and then pop back out. But the truth is God is exactly the same, exactly the same today as He was back then. But He was there. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen Him. But He was there, but they didn't know. The Word says the one that created them didn't know who He was. But He was there, just like He's here. Thank you. Let your ear hear your mouth say, amen. No, let your ear hear your mouth say, amen. Let it be affirmation in your heart. God gave you a mouth, and He gave you hands, and He gave you ears to hear what He says, hands to raise and praise Him, a mouth to declare His name. With a heart, man believes unto God. Think about it. With a heart, man believes unto God. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Give God that instrument He's given you so He can use it for His glory. And you won't want for any good thing. God is just as present today. We don't have to go back there. I went to Israel a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago, and people were asking me, could you feel Him more there? And I said, no, I didn't feel Him any more there than I feel Him right here. Because I don't look at God as He's dwelling there or that's where He used to be. He's the ever-present God. He's just as present in my day. He didn't show them any more favor than He's showing you and I. He's God present with you right here, right now. He loves you as much today as He did when He loved them back then. He loves you as much today as He ever has. He's as present with you as you think He was in your darkest day or your brightest day. He's God always present with you. He just hasn't changed how He thinks about you. But how do we get this abundant beyond? It's not going back to a time like, man, if I were only there. You don't know what you would have done then. As a matter of fact, you probably do because you're probably doing it now. What would we do then? What would you have done then? Well, do it now. If we could have only seen Him. The Word says that they saw Him, but they didn't know Him. So seeing Him doesn't mean you know Him. He said, they saw me, but they didn't know me. I was the foundation. I was the Word that created them. Show us the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father because we're one. What an incredible, wondrous mystery and revelation of God, and yet also so easy to understand. God Almighty, God All Present, God All Good, God All Word, God All Life, God All Love, God at all times, in all places, God with us. Ephesians 3:20, I've read it more times than I could count. I've heard it more times than I could count. And yet, how is it that you arrive there? How is it that that happens? Because the Word of God is sure, the Word of God is true, and in Him, His Word is yes, and in Him, it is amen, which means there's no changing it. There's nothing you can do to change it. And His Word is life, and His Word is true, and His Word is who He is. And what He says is the way it is. So if God says, I've blessed you, you've been blessed. It may be like just as it was back then, where they saw Him, but they didn't know who He was. They saw Him, but they didn't really behold Him, who He was. And knowing who He is how you're empowered by who He is. That word, faith. Everybody say the word, faith. Faith. That great mystery, that great gift, faith. So the exceeding abundant and beyond, all we know to ask or think, according the word says, to the power that is at work on the inside of you. The power that is at work on the inside of you. And then James 1:1. We know this one. Count it all joy. Count it totally joy, my brothers. James 1:2. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet various trials of various kinds, different trials of various kinds, for knowing that the trying of your faith, or the testing, or the proving of your faith, produces steadfastness. And in steadfastness, the effect of that is that you're perfect, complete, lacking nothing. To everything, there is another side. To everything, there is another side. The other side of darkness is light. And we talked about this Sunday last. God is light. So in the kingdom of God is light, all light, only light. And there's no shadow. You cannot cast a shadow because he's not light illuminating from a position. He is the light of the kingdom. So you cannot cast a shadow. It's impossible. Your body cannot cast a shadow. It cannot. A shadow is not known in the kingdom of God because God is all light. Woo! Get you all excited. Get your holy dance on. And yet, all light made darkness. That's impossible. Really? Because when the light shows up, what happens to darkness? It's gone. It's gone. You have another side you don't know. Abraham didn't know his other side. He didn't know that an old man could bear a new son. He didn't know. Sarah didn't know. It was so humorous to her. She laughed, and then the angel said, "Did you laugh?" She said, "No, not me. It may have been my mistress, my maid in the back. She may have laughed. I didn't laugh." Angel said, "You did laugh, but it's okay." How did all light make dark? There was a time that God said to Moses, he said, "Stretch your hand over Israel." And he said, "I'm going to make it so dark through your faith and your action, through you, Moses, through you. I'm going to make it so dark that you'll be able to feel it. You light a candle, and it won't illuminate anything except the flame. The flame, the darkness is so dark, so thick, you can feel it. A candle won't illuminate it. Light a candle, and all you're going to see is the flame of the candle, dimly." What darkness was that? To everything, there is another side. What about James 1:2? Count it all joy when you fall into the different types of trying of your faith, when you fall into it, when you encounter it, when it calls to you. Be excited about those times, and we should. Why? Well, because it produces the ability to remain steadfast, as Abraham did, the father of many nations, the seeds of promise, the blessed, because of the faith and faithfulness of Abraham. Could there be another side to James 1:2? Because what is the productivity of James 1:2? That you're steadfast, that you're complete, that you're lacking nothing. The faith of God doesn't identify what you need. It identifies all you have. So it says it like this. Faith says this: "I've given you all things." All things that pertain to life as a whole. And godliness. And godliness. Through the acknowledgement of him who have called you to glory and virtue. Simply said, Those who are going to see the exceeding, the abundant, and the above. Those that are going to know the new thing. Those that are going to be a part. Those that are going to be doing the new thing are those that, number one, believe it exists. Just, I believe it exists. Number two, I believe it's going to happen through me. If you're hungry for it, God said you will be filled with it. If you're hungry for it. Sometimes people heard. They heard back in the day, but they weren't hungry for it. What they wanted was someone to bear their burden. What they wanted was someone to see them pray. They saw him, but they didn't see him. They looked at him, but they didn't understand. You can hear a word that you're about to hear, or like a word you're about to hear today, and it'll do one of two things, because there's two sides to everything. You'll either receive or reject. You'll either remember or forget. You'll either believe or you'll doubt. There's two sides to everything. So Moses stretched his hand over Israel as God had said, and the darkness showed up. And on the other side, the word says, the children of Israel walked in complete daylight. Or just on the other side was nothing but pitch blackness, so dark you couldn't illuminate it. We really don't know that kind of darkness. And God made it. Because to God, light and dark are the same. But to heaven, heaven has not known what darkness was, did not know until God formed the earth. And the word says, and darkness covered the earth. And God worked in the darkness. And what he did is he showed heaven for the first time what light could do on the other side. It's awesome to know light, but when you see what it does to the dark, that's incredible. That's another aspect of God's glory. The word says that the angels look, they dare to look into what God shows us because of the way God made us. And that's a good question. Why? So you're going to know, you're going to see, you're going to grow. God says the word of the Lord is raising up people who have a heart to know God in a way they have not known Him. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened. Ask and it shall be given. Those that hunger and thirst will be filled. Seek first the kingdom of God. Not for things to go well for you here, but seek the kingdom of God. As Abraham said, God, what will you do? What will you do? Because you told me your thoughts are higher than my thoughts, as the heavens are higher than the earth. And your ways are not my ways. And yet the Spirit, Holy Spirit you have given us, reveals to man. You don't know what you can do. You don't know who you can become. Until it's revealed. And that wonderful thing, faith. From faith to faith. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. My God, His way is perfect. So then why did God make man imperfect? Or did He? Everything God does is perfect. It's for purpose. In Him is no darkness at all, and yet He can create it. How God is God. Past finding out. So I love when I cannot figure out something about God. It just shows me how great He is beyond my understanding. And then when He opens your mind by revelation to something and you go, oh,
It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. God is raising up, calling, awakening a people to know Him, to know the kingdom of His power, that are looking for it, looking for it, looking for it, hungry for it. We can't hunger enough to be filled when we're hungry for God to merely meet our needs or give us a little bit more or a lot more. That's not enough hunger. That's not enough to walk in the blessing and the fullness of God. It's not enough. You can't have a need big enough, deep enough, high enough, wide enough that if God met that need, that it would make you complete. Now, we are complete in Him. We are complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Let's back up just a little bit. Let's soak this all in. To everything, there are two sides. Everything. Some things more, many more. But everything, there's another side. To everything, there's another side. Why did God make man the way He did? Why didn't He just make man like Jesus? He made him in the image and the likeness, but He didn't make him like Jesus. Why? And why didn't He just make us in heaven? He's God. I wonder why. Why? Why did He make us? People who don't understand say, we're not made perfect, but we are. Because everything God does is perfect. Would you agree? And even if you didn't agree, would it change anything? God is perfect in all His ways. Everything He does is perfect. There isn't anything He's ever done that is not perfect. Because that's all He can do. He can't do something that's imperfect. So why did He make us the way He made us? Why didn't He just make us like Jesus? And number one, Jesus is God. And you don't make a God. He is God. He is God. He is God. And His way is perfect. And in this time, because we think this is the worst of all times, you have some people propagating the darkness. The darkness is coming. We even set aside a day. We say it's going to be darker than most other days. And we lend our faith to darkness instead of calling for the light. But there are two sides to everything. But if we could get on the other side of James 1:2, what would that be? See, James 1:2 proves your faith. The trials come, and it's joyful when you see it for what it is, because it proves your faith. It's like the tree proves the seed. The chicken proves the egg. There are two sides to everything. God made man and took woman out of man. And then God took woman and brought man out of woman. Women like that. Yeah, we get the last word. And you should, because you do. That's where, if you don't know, that's where the last word actually comes from. Not the saying, but the reality, because woman gets the last word. We came from you, but now you can't come except you come through us. There has to be another side to James 1:2 if the trying of our faith produces something, and it does. And what the trying of your faith, the word says, produces is the ability to remain, to be constant. There is nothing that does anything like consistency. Consistency makes it happen. Consistency is the vessel. Consistency is the clean vessel. God wants to indwell you, but he's not coming into a dirty house. He's God. He'll clean it up, but he's not coming into a dirty vessel. He's coming into a clean vessel. Why did he make man the way he made us? And here instead of there. Why didn't he make us Jesus? Because you can't make God. God is God. So he made us in his image and in his likeness. But do you know, just because God made you, that doesn't get you to heaven? God made you, but that's not going to get you into the kingdom of God. Think about that. God made me, but that doesn't access me the kingdom of God. God is doing a new thing. And by revelation, we get to walk in it. Richard, what is it? Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to God. You don't know it, you don't get it. But those things which are revealed belong to us and our seed. The word of God is sure. It cannot be denied. You may not believe it. You may reject it in your heart, but it will do what he sent it to do. It will not return void, but it will accomplish that which it was sent to do. Period. And I love that about God, because all I have to do is believe him no matter what. Because there is another side to your trial. See, the trial proves your faith, but the other side is then your faith does the proving. Faith can call on you because you need a healing, or you need a financial blessing, or you need a miracle in your life somehow, some way. But then your faith on the other side can call for the blessing without you having to be tried. The whole point isn't that you're tried. The point is that you're steadfast and complete. The other side of James 1:2 is you do the proving. The tree proves the seed, but then the seed proves the tree. The chicken proves the egg, but then the egg proves the chicken. The man proved the woman, and now the woman proves the man. But still, why did God make man the way he made man? Why didn't he just make us like Jesus? Because Jesus can't be made. He is the first, the last, the beginning, the end, that which was and is and is to come. So how do you, and what do you do to make a creation that you can love and share who you are? There's the angels of God in heaven, and yet the scriptures tell us that they look at us. Why would the angels of God look at us? What could they possibly want from us? They're the angels of God. They behold him, the word says, day and night. Why would God make man when he had all of that? What is man that you are mindful of him, and the sons of men that you visit him? You make him a little lower than the angels, and yet you crown him with all this glory of promise. Because what God is after, the word says he seeks the heart. He seeks the heart, the spirit. Because the likeness, the true spirit likeness of God isn't made, it's born. That which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit is spirit. And the earth is the only place that the spirit can be born by faith. There is no place else. Because in heaven you see, you cannot believe what you see. But they that don't see and yet believe, this pleases God. This proves the Spirit of God. Faith can't be made. Faith is born. A baby is born, and it grows in the knowledge. We grow in the faith. We are proven by the trying, and then we mature, and then we do the proving. The tree proves the seed, and then the seed says, "Watch me prove the tree." What God is after is attitude, and that isn't made, that is born. It can be born out of adversity. It can be born out of trying times. It can be born out of a time where you look and see nothing but darkness, but God speaks by His word and says there's a promise of light. Because what God is after can't be made, it has to be born again. God made vessels that couldn't see Him as He is. Unless we saw Him by the Spirit. For the Spirit and the Spirit alone searches the heart of God so He can reveal it to you. Jesus said, "My heart for you is to reveal everything that the Father has said to me." And I can tell you, and I can stand here and tell you over and over and over, but I have to go because it's not going to work like that. When you receive the Spirit from on high, through faith that only happens by the faith of man. Not the faith of angels, not the faith of seraphims and cherubims, the faith of man. What is man? You're mindful of him. He's lower than we are. He's fragile. He's incapable. He doesn't see you as we see you. Why would you do that? Why would you make man? And then God says, "Watch what man can show you about me through faith in me." One day Jesus is born because he's prophesied, because it took faith to pull him into the earth. So he spoke his word, because this is the only place, as you all know, that faith shows up. This is the only place that faith is born. This is the only place that faith grows. This is the only way to become like God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit is spirit. Well, God made man. It doesn't matter. Except a man a woman is born of the Spirit, John 3:3. You cannot see the kingdom of God, law of God, except we are born, not made, not created, except we are born of the Spirit. And that is done why? How? With the heart. Man believes unto God with the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation through what? Faith. Let your ear hear your mouth say, "Oh, oh me, oh my, oh God, how great are you." Attitude isn't made. Attitude is born. Attitude is made alive. Attitude grows from faith to faith. And it's the attitude, the spirit, they're one and the same, that is like God. God is not a man. He's a spirit. And the only way you get spirit is by faith in the one and only true spirit. So God said, "I'll make him in my image and I'll make her in my likeness. And then I'll give them my word." But you can't keep the word alone. And then the scriptures tell us Jesus was prepared before the foundation, or before the creation, he was prepared before the creation of the world. That through him, we might have life. Before the foundation of the world. It wasn't a mistake. It was a perfectly executed plan. This is the Word, and the Word is true, and the Word remains. But you're not the Word because you're born. You're the Word when you become born again of the Spirit and not of the flesh. But it takes the vessel, the flesh, it takes the tree to prove the seed, so then the seed can prove the tree. We see it all around us. You see it in the earth. And God made man. God made man. Adam, son of God. But he couldn't inherit the kingdom of God because he was a man, born as a man, made as a man, formed as a man. But the Word said the last man, Adam, was born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. The first man, Adam, was spirit, was flesh. The first man, Adam, was flesh. The last man was spirit, through which we are born again. We are born again. The other side. The other side of Adam is you born again. The other side of Eve is you born again. The other side is the purpose of God. The other side is the Spirit. The other side is that which can do exceeding abundant and above all we know to ask or think according to the power that is working in you. This is a day that something great is happening. Heaven has been made restless. The other side of count it all joy is the tree proved me, the seed. Now the seed proves the tree. I'm not waiting. I'm doing what faith gives me the power to do. Faith doesn't give you the power to receive. It gives you the power to give. I'm giving my life. I'm laying it down. The seed proves the Word in itself when it gives itself to the earth. When it lays down his life, it doesn't know what it can do. You don't know what you can do. You're the seed of promise, not just the seed of man. You're the seed of Abraham, the seed of faith. We are born of God. Only they that are born of the Spirit can inherit the kingdom. God knew when he made man, he couldn't inherit the kingdom. God knew he had to be born again, but first the Word says, that which was first was natural, not spiritual. Then that which was spiritual came afterwards. We didn't fall out of purpose when we fell. We fell into his hands. God is so God. His way is so perfect. His ways are past finding out. You didn't fall out of the way, you fell into his hands. You fell into sin. We were all disobedient. We were all guilty of sin. So we could see, and the Word says, through sin, the righteousness of God was made exceedingly righteous. The other side of sin is righteousness. You can't have fallen away so far, so bad, that you cannot be redeemed. Because before the foundation of the world, Jesus said, through me, you will inherit the kingdom of God. Before the world was created, I am here. The purpose of man is to be born again. The whole purpose of man is to be born again. The whole purpose of mankind is to be born of the Spirit by faith of man in God. So why did God make man the way he did? So man could be born again. Truly, truly, I say to you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We're baptized, we know that. But when you're born, you're born of water. I know my wife had two babies, and I knew they were coming when she said, my water broke. And then came man. Then came daughters. Truly, truly, I tell you, here's a mystery. Except you are born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. How great is God to make something that looks so fallible, and yet it is so precious and perfect in its design. Only God could have made us the way He did. Only God could have created us the way He created us, so we had to believe by faith in His Spirit, so we could be born not of flesh or of blood, but of the will of the Father, the will of God, by the Spirit. And through that we inherit the kingdom of God. So in the earth we can do things you can't know, you can't see, except you see them by faith. By faith. God is going to do something new through you and in you to change the world. We're not leaving until we do that which we are called to do, because His Word will accomplish that which He has sent it to do. I will to do a new thing, says God, and it will spring forth. Will you not know it? I'll make ways where there didn't seem to be a way. That's the generation that I'm looking for. That's the generation that I see. Not those that are trying to get from one battle out of it into another, out of one trial to prove our faith, to another trial to prove our faith, but where the seed proves the tree because it dies to itself and said, God, what will you do? God, what will you do? That's a prophetic generation. Not just, God, I want you to do everything for me, but a generation that says, God, I want you to do it all through me, because I know that's why you made me. Do it through me. I know why you made me now. I know why you made me the way I am, so I cannot condemn myself. There is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I can't find a reason to condemn myself. I was a sinner, but the other side is I am no longer he that was dead. I am he that is made alive. It is no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me. I wasn't made, I was born again. It's time to go to the other side. It's time to see the other side. In darkness, I've seen God do wonders. I've seen Him show the light. There's darkness in the land, so dark and so thick and so dense that I can feel it. God said a darkness they can feel. No light can penetrate it. God made that. Why is it so important to know that? So you worship Him as God Almighty. So you see the wonder of His doing. He's God in the darkness. He's God in the light. But the point of James 1:2 is that we become steadfast, consistent. We remain. We believe. We trust. And that's all we know, and that's all we live, and that's all we do. And thank God that the trying of our faith proved we have it. But now let our faith prove the time. There was a season that proved your faith. Now it's time for your faith to prove the season. A new thing. Not something out of what you need, because you know what you need. Jesus said, look, consider the lilies of the valley. They don't know what they need. They're not after what they need. They don't need anything. Faith doesn't show you what you lack. Faith shows you what you have. Consider, he said. Look at them. Study them. Look at the spirit of them. They don't know they lack anything. So they don't. Yet Solomon in all of his glory wasn't arrayed like one of these. Consider. What does that say? It's not about what I need that God does his great wonders that are the new thing, exceeding abundant and above. It's what I don't need, but I'm looking for. I don't know I need it. Abraham wanted a son, but when he proved the word of God with, not God proved him, then he proved his son. God proved him when he went up and took the knife. That's what God said. All right, I've proved you. And now, Abraham, you have proved me. You have proved your faith. I gave you one son when I told you that I would give you a son, and you believed me. I proved you in that. And now you're proving me. You took the seed, and you proved your faith. Now it's not a son. You wanted a son. But your seed now has become nations of sons. Something you didn't expect. And not only nations of sons, but one seed in particular. And that seed is not many, but that seed is one. The scriptures tell us, and that one is Christ. You didn't know you could do that, did you, Abraham? We're not just people trying to make it through. We're born again. Spirits made man, born spirit by the will of the Father. There is nothing impossible to you. But you have to believe beyond what you need. And you begin to give. Give your praise. Give God worship. Instead of acknowledging what we need, we say, I have need of nothing. God has given me all things. Let your faith now prove the season. The season once proved your faith. Now you prove the season by your faith. Let's determine. We go, I don't need anything except to prove the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus said, when you pray, he didn't say, ask that you might be clothed. Ask. He said, I know what you have need of. Look for what you don't know you even need. He didn't say you have to figure it out. He didn't say you had to know. He said, just seek the kingdom. What about the kingdom? Oh, he said it's exceedingly abundantly above all you know to ask or think. The kingdom of God is beyond measure. Inscrutable things. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared. There it is again. Yet, he is revealing it by His Spirit. Why? Because we're born again. Do you know what a wonder it was when Jesus came into the earth? Do you know what a wonder it was when that Spirit life, Spirit for the first time, that Spirit life shined in a dark world? You saw it. Many saw it as a baby. But the host of heaven saw it as the Spirit of light. And we hear him, glory to God in the highest, on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. No, it was totally different than that. Heaven had never seen the glory of God manifest in that way because God made man the way he made him. Man was made in need of the Spirit of Christ that could only be received by faith. So heaven for the first time, they had heard the prophetic word, but they had never seen it revealed by faith. Whose faith? Mary's faith. And they will call you blessed. What's about to happen to you isn't going to happen by flesh and blood, by the will of man, but the will of God, and the Spirit will put it in you. A body, a vessel that has to believe my word by faith. God's not seeking a body. He's seeking an attitude of faith. A body he made, a spirit he seeks. Which spirits we are when you're born again. And the host of heaven saw Jesus born, and the word says all of heaven erupted with praise. And all the host of heaven said, oh my God, the light is shining out of darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. This light we see from our kingdom tells us that nothing can hinder that light. They cannot recognize it. They cannot behold it. It will behold them. They have fallen, but not from. They have fallen into grace. They have fallen not from the will of God, but into the hands of God. And they said, glory to God in the highest. Look. On earth, the other side, peace, peace, goodwill, peace, goodwill. First time ever, goodwill. An outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and your sons and your daughters, they will prophesy the goodness of the Lord. They are no longer just those that have overcome, but they are overcomers. They are more than overcomers, for this is the victory. Your faith. For everyone that is born of God. Everyone that is born of God has overcome the world. Everyone born of God. Adam, take dominion. But you can't do it unless you were born of the Spirit. And you can't be born of the Spirit unless you're first born as man. Perfect plan. God didn't just rescue man. God fulfilled His plan. His purpose. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. There is none like you in all of creation. There is none before you. There is none beside you. There is none like you, Almighty God. The heavens and the earth belong to you. You created them for your purpose. And for your pleasure. And though man sinned and fell away, he could not wreck the plan of God, because before earth was created, man was called out to be born again. You must be born again. And how do we do that? We believe in the only begotten of the Father, for God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish but have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, through Jesus and Him alone. There is no other way to get into the kingdom. You could have been man and done everything that you heard and never touched a tree of knowledge of good and evil, but still, your efforts, your work is of man, but the work of Christ is of God. God made you to be born again, so you fell. Not from Him, but into Him. That we could call upon Him. That the trying of our faith would work steadfastness in us. That we would be complete in Him, wanting nothing, wanting nothing, wanting nothing, wanting nothing. That's the beginning. And the tree that He hung on proved the seed. And now the seed proves the tree. You must be born again. You'll receive the Spirit of the Father that you may bear witness and bear proof that I am God with you. Tree proved the seed. Now the seed proves the tree. God, we praise You. How great are You in all Your ways. We pull on the heavens of God and I pray Your kingdom come. That's what You told us to pray. No matter what is going on in the earth, don't parade and praise and talk about the darkness and the blackness. Sinners can do that. The unbelieving can do that. But declare the glory of the Lord. He will keep you in perfect, steadfast peace, whose mind is stayed on Him because you trust only in Him. We declare the light in a world. Part of it makes itself dark, but the other side, we are the light of the world. A light set on a hill cannot be hidden. So we are. We pull upon the heavens of God today. I pray, hear, O heavens, because it's what I'm supposed to pray. That which we release from the earth is released from the heavens. The prophets prayed, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord God. He has spoken today. Let the glory of the Lord be poured out in the earth. I pray for seekers, those that seek the kingdom of God. Not seek our needs to be met. God said, I know what you have need of. Seek the kingdom first. So I can fill the clean vessel with the fullness of who I am. If you don't clean yourself, God does all the cleaning. He does all the born. He does all the creation. He remakes, He reshapes. He said to Jeremiah one day, He said, go down to the potter's house. Go down to the potter's house. And there you will hear the word of the Lord. Kind of think if God was doing it all His way, why would things go upside down? Oh, there's so many reasons. Doubt and unbelief and hatred and strife and everything that is not of the Spirit of God. That's not the purpose. You're just looking at the fallout from disobedience and doubt. Don't make your world that world. Our world is the kingdom of God. God said, go down to the potter's house. I'm going to show you something. You think everything turns out the way it's supposed to, the way you think it should, when God's in control. But let me show you something. He said, go down to the potter's house, and you will hear the word of the Lord there. And so he went down, Jeremiah did, to the potter's house, and he watched the potter, the scriptures tell us, work a work. He took clay, the potter did, took clay in his hand and on his spinning wheel, and he shaped a vessel. And in the potter's hands, the vessel became misshaped, marred. You will hear the word of the Lord. And God said, he made another vessel with the same clay. A vessel that pleased him. And God said, isn't this me? Can I not reshape a vessel in my hands as pleases me? Do you tell me how to do what I have purposed before you knew you? Can you tell me how to do what is right? Trust in the Lord. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. In the potter's hands, God said, this is me. In my hands, I reshaped it because it had to be born again. You are the vessel. We are the vessel. We are the clay. He is the potter. We all became marred. And we think it was just because of darkness, sin, the devil. It's the will of God, not that the vessel is marred, but that it is born again of the Spirit. And earth is the only place. Mankind is the only creation that God has made that to be. So what is man? Fearfully and wonderfully made. That's who we are. Because God is wonderful in all his ways, and all his ways are perfect. Give the Lord praise. Father, we worship you. We praise you. We love you. We thank you. We glorify you because you made us as it pleased you. And then in your hands, we remain, and you changed our form. You changed our image. You changed our attitude by faith. The trying of times could not hurt us. The darkness could not hinder us. But it revealed us that sin could be exceedingly seen, exceedingly sinful, that the righteousness of God could be made known exceedingly great. It's time to go to the other side and see the wonder in the earth that God wills to do before we get to the wonder of heaven. It's time to believe that you are a new creation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. In Jesus' identity, we now pray. Jesus, be Lord of my life. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You came into this earth to redeem us by your blood. You nailed our sin and our disappointment and our death and our hell and our grave to your cross. You triumphed over in it all. Made a display saying you are free. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. You raised on the third day, just as you said, by the glory of the Father alone. You conquered death, hell, and the grave. So it no longer had any claim on us or our minds. So we could believe into you and you alone. We are the redeemed by your blood. We are born again of your Spirit.
because you prayed the Father and the Father has sent us the Holy Spirit that now indwells us and makes us alive forevermore and reveals the deep things of God. It's not our needs that we need to take care of. You take care of that before we even know to ask, before we even ask or think. You know what we have need of, and you've given us all things. And as we seek your kingdom, everything comes. And it comes exceedingly, abundantly, and beyond. Of you, through you, to you are all things, to whom be glory and praise. We're tied to heaven. We are tied to your kingdom. I pray your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. This day, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Give the Lord praise in the house. Bring your offering, your tithe. Worship God today. We're not given faith to receive. We have received by faith. We're given faith to give. Give your tithe. Give your offering. Give your love. Give your praise. Give your life. Be a giver in all ways and all things that God can increase you because you lack nothing. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted. Brother Ray, please.
You are perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways to us. Let's sing that, come on. You are perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. One more time. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect. You are perfect in all of your ways. Yes, you are, Lord. Perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways. To us. One more time, sing that. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. Good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Yeah.
He's perfect in all his ways. This God, my God, his ways are so perfect. So perfect is God. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We know, Lord, you have blessed already the gift, the giver, the seed, the sower. And according to our faith, we get to determine. Our faith has been proven, all of us. We've all had trying times. And now there's a call to a generation that's saying, by your faith, you prove the times. You prove the season. Don't let time tell you what time it is. You tell time what time it is. Time doesn't tell you. You tell time by your faith. Father, we give you praise for it. We receive it. Yes, we do. And amen, it is. You were blessed. You were chosen. You were called. God is with you in all your ways, because His ways are perfect. Go out with a prophetic shout.
Perfect in all your ways.